This is the Ontario Family Law Podcast, featuring issues related to marriage, separation, divorce, child custody, support, property, and even some child welfare issues. It is a companion to the book, The Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on Amazon. My name is John Schumann. I am a certified specialist in family law, practicing as a lawyer, mediator, and arbitrator with Devery Smith Frank LLP in Toronto. Today on the podcast, we will address what it means to be common law and what it does not. There is a common misconception that living in a common law relationship is exactly the same as being married. In Ontario, for family law matters in relation to money, it is very different. Property rights for common law couples are very different from the rights enjoyed for married couples, as are their rights with respect to the family home. And support can be very different too. Parents of children have the same legal rights with respect to those children, whether or not they ever lived together or were ever married. The court bases its decision regarding a child based on what is on the child's best interest, not on the relationship status of the parents. With regard to one money issue, being a parent is the same as being married. That issue is child support. If you are the biological parent of a child, you pay child support whether you are married or not. And whether you are married or not does not affect the child support. In addition, if you act as a parent to a child who is not your biological child, you can become liable for child support. Again, that is based on your parenting the child, not on what type of relationship you had with the other parent. I discuss that issue more in the podcast on child support and on how your heart can get you into trouble. Under family law, having a common law relationship only affects one thing, spousal support. It does not affect your property rights. Common law couples do not have any rights to each other's property by virtue of their relationship. Common law couples are not entitled to an equalization payment under Ontario's Family Law Act. If you are not getting married, you are not giving yourself an entitlement to your partner's assets or liability for their debts. You may get yourself entangled in assets under other laws, such as by holding an asset or debt jointly, but not under family law. Living common law also does not immediately entitle you to or your spouse to spousal support. You cannot even make a claim for spousal support in Ontario unless you are either married, have cohabited with someone for at least 3 years, or you will become the natural or adoptive parent of a child with someone with whom you have an ongoing, permanent relationship. Once you have lived together for 3 years, or you and your committed partner become parents together, you can make a spousal support claim. Whether you are actually entitled to spousal support, and if so, how much you will get, are separate issues that I discussed in my podcast on spousal support. It is also important to realize that if you live common law, you do not have the same rights as married couples have to your family home. Married couples have a lot of special rights with respect to their home or homes, and I discuss those in other podcasts. Common law couples have no rights to that home as a result of their relationship, or even as a result of their role as a parent. As a common law partner, unless you both own the home, you have the same rights as a tenant, boarder, or squatter, depending on what arrangements you made with your partner. In a common law relationship, your home is not governed by family law. If you own it together, it is governed by the Partition Act. If one spouse owns the home, it is governed by the Residential Tenancies Act. If you do not have any rights under any of those statutes, you may have no rights at all. There is a complex set of principles called the Principles of Equity that may apply to remedy unfairness with regard to property rights. Equity is different from law, but Ontario Superior Courts can apply equity as well as law. If you have contributed to a property that you do not own, believing that your partner was treating it as a joint asset for all time, you may be able to make a claim to an interest in that property, meaning you're claiming you have an ownership in that property. Equity is really complex. Simply put, you need to speak to a lawyer if you think you should share an ownership of a home owned by your common law partner. Equity may apply because you have contributed to a property you do not own. It does not apply because you live common law. Anyone who contributed to a property that he or she did not own may have recourse to equity to correct an unfairness. There are a few areas where the definition of common law is different. That has led to some confusion. If you live together for any period of time, even one night, in an intimate relationship, you qualify to get a restraining order against your partner, if you need such a restraining order to protect yourself and the children. If you live together for 1 year, you are common law for income tax purposes, and that affects what you can claim and how much tax you pay. Your work benefits and your pension plan may give benefits to your common law partner if you have lived together for a different period of time. To know whether it applies, you need to consult your HR department or your pension or benefits provider. If you live together for 1 year or have a child together, your partner can make medical decisions for you if you become incapable, including whether to continue life support, if you have not granted a power of attorney to someone else to make that decision. Common law partners do not have any right to inherit from their partner if that partner dies without a will. Common law couples can change their rights they have in relation to each other if they sign a cohabitation agreement. A cohabitation agreement is the same as a marriage contract, but for people who are living together but not married. These contracts can set out partners' rights to each other's property or rights to spousal support. Cohabitation agreements can also create responsibilities between the partners to pay certain debts or expenses. They can also affect the right to make certain medical decisions. Cohabitation agreements can be important for people who want to live together but do not wish to have any rights with respect to each other. The agreements can also extinguish rights to spousal support or claims in equity that I discussed before. They cannot create rules for parenting or extinguish child support obligations. Still, many people who decide to live together get cohabitation agreements because they have chosen not to get married and they want to remain financially independent and be sure that their partner cannot make any claims on their money or their property. Living common law can be simpler than being married, but you have to know and understand your rights. If you do not, or you are not sure, make sure you talk to a good family law lawyer. This is the Ontario Family Law Podcast. My name is John Schumann. You can reach me at www.devrylaw.ca. That is www.devrylaw.ca. Or by calling 416-446-5847. I hope that you found this discussion of common law relationships helpful and informative. We will talk again soon about other family law topics. Thanks for listening.